Well, the final score here at Judges Road in the All-Ireland League Division 2C, this Northwest local derby finished up. City of Derry 10, Omagh 19. First half was scoreless, but certainly a lot of excitement as well in that game, but it really exploded in the second half. And it was whenever Derry came back to 7-5, the game was really on the ball. But then Omagh came away with two very quick scores in the space of 5 minutes, taking them into a 19-5 lead. But Derry retaliated with a second try towards the end. So unfortunately, from Derry's point of view, they don't get any losing bonus point. Omagh's point of view, they were one try short of getting their try bonus point, but I think when you heard the supporters at the end of the game, they'll be very happy to have come down here today. As I say, a very, very competitive game. There'll be a lot of players tomorrow who will need a bit of a rub down, because it was a very physical game. And certainly, you know, with games next week still to be played, Derry go to Malahide with Tullamore, come to Omagh, then there's a 3 week break. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of players who'll be glad of that break. First half, really, in the first 15 minutes, it was Omagh who called the shots most of the time. They had a couple of opportunities, but they failed to take them. But Derry's defence was strong throughout, some great hits, especially in the middle of the park. And certainly, you know, at half-time at nil-all, I don't think the enemy could have argued. Omagh, yes, could have had a couple of scores. They didn't take them, so that was their problem. Unfortunately, Richard McCarter, the Derry player coach, just before half-time was yellow-carded, and that meant at the start of the second half, Derry were under slight pressure, a man down, and Omagh made them pay after 45 minutes. Whenever they won possession on the halfway line, they moved it left, and Luke Hansen, their very strong centre, stepped inside to race the post. Out half Stuart Ballantyne, he put over the conversion to put the Mellon Park side 7-0 in the lead. But 10 minutes later, Derry responded well. There was a scrum forced by Derry, 15 metres from the Omagh line, and the Derry scrum, which was very strong throughout and gave Omagh a lot of problems, drove forward, and from about 3 or 4 metres, number 8, Stephen Corr, the captain, picked up and dived over. And I should mention, for me, Stephen Corr had one of the best games I've seen for a long time, and certainly the captaincy doesn't seem to have affected him at all, and it was a well-merited try. But then on 64 minutes, then Omagh got their second score. They were given a penalty in halfway line. Sturdy McCain, their scrum half, ever alert, tapped and went. The ball went through two hands and was winked forward. Adam Longwell went over. Ballantyne from out wide made a very good conversion, 14-5. And then 3 minutes later again, Omagh got possession again. And ball went right, and Neil Brown, he chinked inside to dive over, 19-5. Conversion was nice. But at that stage, I thought possibly Omagh would certainly get their fourth try. They tried very hard, but it was Derry who hit the final score on 74 minutes when the ball went left, and young winger Davy Jackson went over in a corner, bringing the score back to 19-10, which was the final score. Disappointment, I'm sure, from the Derry point of view, and certainly the game throughout, the defence was absolutely superb, but again, it was just scoring opportunities. They didn't have as many. As I said, Omagh could have possibly taken a few more in the first half. But having said that, I mean, Omagh would be delighted. I mean, to get an away result, and that now gives them 3 out of 4. From Derry's point of view, they don't have any points in this game. Next week, they're away to Malahide, who are improving at the moment. And I would worry about the amount of injuries possibly that Derry would have from this game. But next week, hopefully I'll be up at Mellon Park to see Omagh play Tullamore. And that's the last of the AIL games before the break for the Autumn Internationals. And hopefully, PJ, maybe at 10 o'clock tonight as well, Ireland will have beaten Italy, which one would expect in the start of the Autumn Internationals. Final score from Judges Road, All-Ireland League Division 2C, was City of Derry 10, Omagh 19.